5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
It's
better live, baby.
It was hard. We failed at that one.
Because, I don't know.
We live, baby. We live.
Come on, bro.
Oh, I thought we were practicing.
We're live already.
Well, we live, baby.
And it's the
Wait, no, we can't do that.
Jesus.
No, we can't start
It's
again.
Okay. It's funny. It's your boy, Elmer, like the glue.
And it's your boy, Danny, like the boy, Danny boy.
And we're the Better Like Podcasters, and we suck at intros.
Not really, but we'll get there.
Guys, first of all, what? Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday.
Yeah.
What was that?
It was a turkey, boy. Yes, sir.
It was like a turkey had a seizure, bro.
Let me see your turkey impression.
Legit?
Exact.
All right.
1, 2, 3. this is the annual, we're going to start our annual turkey off. Go. All right, here we go.
Oh, that was, I felt natural. Anyways, I had a good turkey feast at my crib.
Yeah, we was chilling. I actually went to two houses. So we went to my uncle's. We had a little, like, Thanksgiving lunch. And I stuffed my face. I knew I had to go to work. Then we had a Thanksgiving dinner at my house. And I was able to... I spent a little bit of time, but it was still good.
So what happened? We haven't... First of all, we haven't posted... It's a couple of days late. But it's okay. It's with a good purpose. We were, like we said, we were in Thanksgiving. We were in Black Friday. But what happened? Where were we just at last weekend? That
so
was
last
crazy.
Last weekend, we were at the 2018 FMD Anointed Convention.
Yo.
Oh, wow.
Fuego.
What a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. What a time.
It was good. But, I mean, what's more interesting, I think, Danny Boy, and I think for our followers now or listen to us, first of all, we hit 100. We hit 100 listens.
Bro. Over 100 of you guys have listened to our podcast. Because we were like 102 last time I checked. Over 102 listens. Like, y'all have played all of our podcasts to a total of 100 plus times. That is insane.
And like, we have an average of like almost 40 people that have listened to all of our podcasts.
Yeah, which
so
is
y'all
crazy.
40 are
crazy. So whoever y'all are, shout out to y'all. I'll probably give you a Snickers bar.
I want a Snickers bar. So we went to convention. What's crazy about that is the day before.
And literally the day of as well.
We didn't know we were going to do this. So what happened? We had a booth.
We had a booth at convention, bro.
We had a booth at convention.
It was crazy.
So for the last month, we've started this podcast, and we decided not to really go live with our friends and family because we thought that's probably the easiest following to gain.
Yeah.
So some of you guys, or most of you guys, I think, are followers from other states, other districts, from all the way from California to Texas.
Up north.
North Carolina, South Carolina, whatever. And now, we said, let's just go live.
Let's rock with it. And
we just blew
it up as much as we could with the booth that we were given at convention. And we just blew it up to everyone that was there, try to just shout it out and let's see what happened with it.
We had a good time. We had special guests. We got to meet Mosaic.
Shout out to the boy Kid Triss.
Kid Triss.
Okay.
Rad made an appearance.
Last made an appearance, Last FMD Royal Rangers.
Another rapper. I mean, it was just a good time to network. Good. We met some guy that used to have a radio show in Atlanta. He's actually the owner of Unapologetic Wear.
Yeah, the clothing brand.
Clothing brand.
Cool stuff, dope stuff. Check him out.
Oh, yeah, definitely shout him out. We also made a list of sponsors and people that we're going to start
sponsoring.
We're not going to start that this one, but we'll have that. So
let's talk about our little setup we had. It was kind of cool.
We had a booth where we had a backdrop where it said better like.
It was like a little PVC, like dope looking, like screen / projector thing. It was huge. It was behind us. It looked pretty cool. We had our table, our mic.
We had a super mixer.
Banging
system.
Yes, our speakers were easily the loudest. Shout out to Edgar Lopez. That's my man.
Also. My boy made us, we had flyers.
Oh, yes. We had them cards. Those cards were on point. We gave out so many cards. So and if y'all got a card, make sure you don't throw those away because those were hard work. Shout out to the one and only. What? Who? Shout out to the one and only who?
Let's do it. The first official shout out. B Creation.
My boy, Berto.
Tassas. Berto Tassas.
Yes, sir.
He runs some of our production and knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's a good friend from college. We were roommates, and he has this company called Be Creation, where he works with multimedia videos and promotional advertising, all that stuff, and it's just kicking off. So make sure you check my boy Berto out.
At that Be Creation.
Let's talk about, so we got there that first day to convention.
And it was just.
This is a big old bougie, like, hotel, and we showed up in my truck full of, like, wait, we had merch, bro.
Oh, my God.
The night before.
Exclusive, authentic, most genuine merch at convention we had, and.
Only 11 shirts.
Literally.
We had, like, graffiti, like, Better Life Podcast all over, like.
Sharpie design.
Yeah.
It was, like, all handmade, exclusive. We were sponsored by Off-White. It was insane.
Stop.
It was insane.
We tried to make a little Off-White, whatever, kind of like look, style, rugged / rocker, thrift style. And we just did it, and it was fun.
It was fun, yeah.
And we sold nothing, but we gave it all out almost.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's cool, though. And if you guys are interested, please let us know. We still have some shirts available. We had merch. We had flyers. We had a booth. We had mics. We had a setup.
We had music speakers. We were throwing out candy. I apologize to the poor guy who I hit in the face the last day with the candy. I'm so sorry. If you're listening or someone you're listening, tell them I'm sorry.
That's all right, bro. Well, all in all, it was such a good time at convention. Super blessed that FMD allowed us to have a booth. That first day, we did a live session. We did 3 live sessions, and that's what we're going to be going through in this podcast, kind of giving you guys a peek about how this all went down and a little bit fun. And this is, we had to do it this way because we weren't able to get good audio recording. So that's why we're not going to show you guys the full sessions, but we're just going to like show you guys some clips.
You know, the bits and the bests of the weekend of that convention.
In total, 3 of them.
Yeah.
So
we're going to just go ahead and we're going to play a little bit of day one for you guys. You guys can listen to it, see what you think about it, and then, you know.
And stay tuned because we're going to go right back to talk about day 2. And day 3, we're not done with this podcast, but we're showing you a little bit about what happened day 1. Here we go. Bro, so let's talk about expectation, because as leaders and as servants, a lot of times we come into a service and we're so busy, bro. We're so busy doing setting up stuff. We're so busy trying to guide people in and welcome people and run a service sometimes. And let me tell you, bro, I came in here like so free almost. I'm like, God, I don't even know what to expect. Like, I'm usually just like busy.
Always put the work, and it's like, I'm free this time.
All of a sudden, I'm like, whoa. I don't have to worry about nothing. I could just lift my hands. I was freely worshiping. And I can say, man, my expectation, my attitude and expectation totally changed and shifted the way that I heard God's voice.
Yeah, and even then, I think even when we are in that work, we should still have some sort of high expectation for the Lord, maybe through the work that we do or the end product of the work that we put in, knowing that it's for the glory of God.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I can honestly say the first night blew expectation. It was wonderful. The Holy Spirit moved, you know. There wasn't more you could have asked for in a starting night for a convention, you know. The Holy Spirit did what he needed to do. He touched the lives of so many young people already day one.
El acento del español. Melody! The pastora!
Here we go.
Melody, I'm gonna pick your item. Your item is gonna be the Apple Watch.
The Apple Watch.
Oh! Okay? She's about to preach on this Apple Watch. It's about to go down. If you guys can hear us, this is the Better Life Podcast. We are doing a preaching game. And the clock starts now. You have 1 minute. Are you ready?
Come on, sister.
3. We started at 3.
Do I grab a mic?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. We started at 3. 2, 1, go.
So first, I want to shout out all of my homiletic students.
Wow.
Thank you, Dr. Hackett, for improv preaching, because here we go. So at times in our life, we are constantly looking at our time, and we're constantly worried about, do we have enough time to make an impact on this world? When is our time going to run out? But here's the thing, sometimes we need to put our life life on pause and take a moment to reflect on the impact that reaching out is having in this world. What are you going to do with the time that you have?
Oh, no.
Are you going to stand still? Are you going to continue to rush through the day and days, or are you going to pay attention to the details in life?
Wow.
They call me Danny, don't forget, Delmer on the mic too. In a blue, for this, no, on the mic. Gotta finish off this podcast, if not, we'll be here all night. Yeah.
This is a better life.
What?
This is a better life podcast. This is a better life podcast.
Little bit of day one, the
bits and pieces. That was day one, y'all, and day one was a good time. But day two, talk about day.
Man,
two,
day two just it gave us more energy. It gave us more enthusiasm. It really like brought up to a next level for us and who we were able to meet, what we were able to do.
I think we were able to get like credibility that one day. Because at first people didn't know what is this, a Christian podcast here at convention.
Who are these guys?
What is this, a live show? The first time we had like nobody watching us live.
It was like, shout out to the like six maybe loyal people that stopped by.
My sister
and like someone else.
And the SU booth that was right next to us.
Shout out to them.
But then the next day, I guess people felt like we were more credible, or maybe that we were more legit because we were passing out flyers and we were like...
The music blaring. You could hear it all over the hotel, windows shaking.
No, legit. We had a big old system.
The lady was like, you're going to need to shut down the music from this hour to this hour because we have meetings. I was like, ma'am, I'm so sorry. But day two was just... We were able to take it up a level, you know, turn the notches up.
Big old level. We had lighting and everything. We even put a couch out. And even our youth came out, and we had like after the service, because we would do our shows right after the main service. So it's like 11 o'clock. So our youth, they ordered pizza and they hung out around
our booth.
And they
all watched. We had a couch and they were all watching live.
So because we had like 30 something people in our youth, that kind of drew a crowd.
Yeah, and then people came to watch.
We had probably almost 50 people, I think, that first night within just our 50-foot radius, just paying attention to us.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. You know, we were able to meet some cool people. Like who? Who did we able to meet that day?
What was her name?
It was Amy, bro.
Amy?
Amy from the Mosaic Manager.
Oh, that's right. We met Amy from she was a Mosaic Manager, and we didn't get to interview her because she was. As you can imagine, very busy because they were playing that night. But we just got to speak to her and say hi to her. We also met with Colin.
The keys player for Mosaic, who was putting up a show on the keys, man. He was just super on point.
Super, like, chill guy, actually.
Yeah, relaxed, you know, real friendly, goofy, kind of cool guy.
Almost dorky. But that's not mean. That's not mean.
No, he was a great guy.
He was dorky, bro.
He was cool.
Dorky's cool. I'm dorky. It's not like he's gonna listen to this, but whatever.
Doesn't matter. And we were able to meet the man from the Bronx, the one and only, the Kid Triss.
Oh, Kid Triss.
Who honestly showed up out of nowhere
after
everything was done. I was like, yo.
It was one in the morning.
Yeah,
bro.
It was super late. Him and I think his cousin is one of his cousins. They're like, yo, what's up? And we talked to him, met him like
we're cleaning
better.
Up our booth. It's empty. Like, everyone left already. It was just me and Danny cleaning up. And that happens.
And then we meet him. We're talking. We're blaring his music at, like, 1:30, like, full blast. He's singing. We're dancing. He's teaching us the dance moves and everything. And we just able to connect there real quick, you know, exchange IGs, you know, and just, you know, get to know him and tell him to be on the show the next day. So, you know, people can know more about him, too, as well as us. And then, so, we're just going to, again, show you a little bit of the best parts of day two, night two, and the guests, the games, and everything that we were able to do that night, and just that really brought up to the next level for us to, you know, and push us further into wanting to do this. So, you know, go ahead and just check out what we got for night two.
You know what, bro? Let's have a little fun.
It's time for a game, not just any game. It's time for
She's ready! Get up.
Up, good.
Yes, we need a volunteer. What's your name?
Marissa.
Marissa, clap it up.
Down.
Marissa's in the house.
You don't know what you've got yourself into, but you're going to enjoy yourself.
Right here, right here. Okay. Right in between, Marissa.
Okay.
Can we get one more hand clap for Marissa? All right, Marissa, where are you from? Real quick, we're just going to do a little bio.
A little intro.
Because actually, we don't even know you.
I have never
No, we don't know this person at all. She's eating our pizza, hanging out with our crew, but...
I'm sorry.
No, that's good. Eat more pizza.
But what's your name, where are you from? I know it's Marissa, but where are you from and who'd you come here with? That's it.
Yeah, so hi, guys. My name is Marissa Staff. From a small town called Lake Erie, PA, of Northern. And I came with, you know, we have right over here, Whoa. Angel.
Okay, awesome. Where did you say, what state is that?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, oh, that's what you said. So I'm curious how you connected with FMB. You know, you came from Pennsylvania, but how are you connected to be here in the Multi Convention?
I think she's from Pennsylvania. She doesn't live in Pennsylvania, correct?
That would be right. I'm here.
Okay,
you're here. She's from Pennsylvania.
She still reps Pennsylvania. Okay, cool. Well, so where are you from here, though?
I'm from Indian Rocks Beach, Florida.
Okay, she's from the beach. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so welcome. We're going to do a game real quick.
It's called
On the Spot. On the Spot.
So we kind of just made this game up during a previous podcast. You guys can listen to it. It's live now. And it just happened out of nowhere. And now we turn into a segment. And now you're going to be the first ever guest to ever play On the Spot.
This is what's going to happen. First ever guest on the spot. So On the Spot is this. You have to do a spoken word.
Okay.
A spoken word. And you have to mention a random object that my boy's going to spit out. And it is?
Tacos.
Tacos.
You got this.
She has to do a spoken word and throw in tacos in there. And so you're going to have about 1 minute on the clock.
And it's not difficult because last time I had to do a spoken word on Chubby Bunny, so don't get me started.
Yeah, the previous podcast, Danny had to do a spoken word about Chubby Bunnies, and it was actually pretty good. So we'll see what she's got in the spoken word, what her fine arts, in her fine arts, and see that come to life. Are you ready?
Yeah, so I'm just talking about tacos?
Talking about tacos in a spoken word fashion.
Passion. And
oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Here we go.
She's ready. So here we go. It's time to go. I'm going to start the timer.
Oh, okay.
And on my go. Are you ready?
Yeah. So, you know, this one time, you know, my friend was mentioning to me.
I didn't even say
cheater. Oh!
Cheater!
Here we go.
All right, so you know, I was with my friend, and they were telling me about tacos and like how it was changing their life. And so I was like, you know, I'm a vegan, but I think, you know, the way that you're speaking about it right now, it just sounds like I need to go and try. You know, so I was at an all-time low. You know what I mean? Like eating vegan, you know, eating lettuce, you know, not having meat or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, my friend shows up to my house, and they say, "I brought some Taco Bell." And immediately I was like, "I don't know." And then I opened up the box, And it wasn't just, you know, a taco. It was a Crunchwrap Supreme, guys! And let me just tell you, as soon as I ate that Crunchwrap Supreme, it was vegan no more, let me tell you. Now I have Taco Bell probably like 4 times a week.
clap it up, give it to Marissa. Just in time, that was perfect in any segment. This next segment is called Preach It.
Preach It.
This next segment is called Preach It, and what we do is you're gonna get the same kind of thing, you're gonna get a minute.
You're gonna get a minute.
And you're gonna preach on another random object. This time it's not spoken word.
I will preach you an object, and you will have to use that object to preach for a minute. Are you ready?
We got Leah in the building. What's up? Say what's up. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Leah Marina de los Santos Bermejas. And I am from Dominican Republic. Yeah.
Dominicana la casa.
Play that joint.
All right. So first up, we're gonna have my man. You know what? Ladies first.
Who's right?
Ladies first.
Yes.
Ladies first. So we're gonna have Leah preach it real quick. So here we go. I'm about to set the timer.
You got this.
The music's ready and going.
It's been playing.
So music starts. Timer starts. You're preaching
with
a plastic cup.
No, a hanger.
Plastic hanger cup. That's what we call it. It's a hanger, ladies and gentlemen. So she's going to preach about the hanger. She's got 1 minute. Here's the music. Are you ready? And here we go. God or the Fairly Opera, and she said, and poof, and poof. Give it up for Leah, that's what's up. Leah in the house.
What?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is kind of weird.
In the mic.
Kind of weird. This beat is off.
Yeah.
I'm too old for this music. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sleepy. I'm 25, what? I can't do this no more. I need an 8-hour nap. I'm about to go to work. I'm about to read my Bible, then I'm about to go to. I'm about to go to sleep.
Nap.
I can't feel my eyelids no more. Jesus, help me, Lord. Here we go. With the beats and Danny boy, with the flow. Here we go. Going to the church tomorrow. Going to sleep.
And that was day number 2.
Man, it was awesome. It was fun. It exceeded our expectations, to be honest. Because from the beginning, I didn't know what was truly gonna happen at convention with the booth. But Saturday really just pushed it up, and Sunday, it was just next level.
That was God.
Literally, we got a stage. They gave us a mini stage, like elevated off the ground.
You know what I think it was, bro? Let me tell you what I think it was. Because on our day 2, I think. Or actually, it was day 1, and part of our live show, we mentioned the schedule for the next day, and we kind of were like almost emceeing for like FMD.
And we tried to, you know, include, because it wasn't necessarily just about our podcast, but about the event. We wanted to, you know, mix in with the event, let people who are listening to us, what's going to happen this weekend, who's going to be here this weekend, the sessions, lunch times, you know, to really let them know, hey, like, not only listen to the Better Like podcast, but that way you know what's going on around us.
And I think that's what, like, you know, some people from the FMD staff kind of like leaned in because they're like, oh, they're helping us out. Like, okay.
I mean, yeah.
And man, the last day they had a stage
that was used for FMD Fine Arts, and nobody was using it the last day. So the leader, shout out to Esteban, was like, hey, you guys want to use the stage? No one's using it. Go for it. We were like, what?
And we're like, let's do it.
Let's do it.
So we set up on the main stage. Not the main stage, but the
main stage outside where the booths were.
Yeah.
Literally right in front of the doors where everyone could see. And we had at least, what, maybe 150 to 200 people in that general area.
In that area. So they were listening all forced to hear us.
Because we were loud, and we made sure.
And not just that, we were able to get our interviews all there. We had a panel.
We had Radimus
in the building. We had Rad. We had Kid Triss.
We had Wilson, his cousin.
Wilson is another artist.
We had Lass.
What's his artist name? Ritzler?
I don't remember, but anyways, whatever it is, shout out.
And we also had Laz, another artist. So we had a little panel. We got to talk about a little bit of each about each. We got to hear a little bit about each of their stories, but not in depth because it was very fast-paced, very loud kind of movement time. We gave out stuff. Danny hit somebody in the head with a candy.
We gave out the shirts. We was throwing candy. We were playing music, man. It was fun time to just...
And then Kid Triss performed.
Yeah, we gave him a spot to hit one of his songs. We all danced together on the stage. Yeah, step, step. And, you know, it was fun. It was a really cool, you know, just last day to really just try to present ourselves the best we could at the end. Just give it that last final push. To be like, yo, this is the Better Like podcast. Check us out. You're going to love us. And if you don't now, you will eventually. And we're
still young, bro. This is still exciting, super fun. Please, you know, keep looking into us. Like,
keep praying for us.
Ask, you know, this podcast doesn't necessarily have much much meat, I would say. It doesn't have much meat like it usually does. That's because it's been a very busy past week with convention, Black Friday, and we both worked on Black. Remember how we're like, we both work now on.
Honestly, Pacsun? I've never worked so much in a matter of 4 to 5 days in my life.
All right, you're being a pansy, bro.
Dude, literally, I worked way more hours than you did.
That's fine, bro.
But back to back, like getting home at, going to bed at 3:30 to be at work at 6. I had to wake up at five to take a shower.
Rough. That was rough.
Exactly. Like, that was like 3 days in a row.
You had one day where you rested like an hour.
And literally two of those days, I had to get up dumb early for church. Thanksgiving, service was at 7, had to be there. And then Sunday.
Me too, bro. I played drums.
I know. I'm not saying you
pansy
didn't.
Pansy alert. Pansy alert.
Who didn't go to church yesterday? Exactly. Right. Woke up at 3:30.
That was my body telling me to rest. But we both did, bro, you know what I did? I felt bad because one of our managers, the manager at PacSun, he's Puerto Rican and he lives out here with his wife. She also works retail.
Yeah.
So I know that they didn't have, and they're alone. I know that they did not have like a Thanksgiving dinner.
They had it on Sunday, he told me.
Yeah, but not with like family, like, you know what I'm saying? Not like it is back home and not like it is with the food that we eat. And because I have my grandma in the building, my grandma was back. I sent him a plate, and after thinking about it, I was like, man, I felt like almost like people might think like that's a teacher pet move or something.
Nah, I mean, it's whatever.
But I did it anyways, and he enjoyed it.
And it was good food, so can't complain about good food.
Arroz con gandule, pastele, yuca, ensalada de papa. ¿Qué más?
I don't know what else you had.
Oh, I had turkey.
You guys didn't have pernil? Jeez Louise.
No, we didn't have pernil.
What? My family does.
No, we didn't have it.
We had both.
Bofa. We had bofa the lechon and bofa the turkey. I don't know what kind of accent that was.
It was funny, though. But it was funny, huh?
Yo, so what else?
That's pretty much the wrap. So, honestly, go ahead and check out the last clip of day 3 and see what you think about it. It's pretty much the last final push that we had. So here's the clip of the last and final day of convention for the Better Like podcast.
Lazarus is on the mic, it doesn't matter. I'm giving the glory to God, all the mother rappers, shit, chatter, seven spiritual fillet on the platter. Feed the hungry while the gluttons get chatter. I bet you like this flow. So welcome to the spiritual, biblical, miracle, lyrical show. If somebody's thinking that we're out of control, somebody doesn't know the way FMD flows.
Well, my name is Rad. I'm from Originally from Puerto Rico. I've been living here in Orlando for a minute.
Where the Puerto Ricans at?
Oh, Puerto Rico! That's what I tell you, bro. Pero van a sacar. Oh, se van a meter en problemas si me sacan el Puerto Rico.
Pero, like,
I gotta chill. All right, but no, yeah, my name's Rod, so, yeah, just glad to be here. I got no bars.
Come on, Rob.
I can't even think of anything. I literally can't.
I'm not a rapper, though. Just talking out here.
Talk rap? That's not even a word.
Rad.
My name is Rad. No, I ain't even mad.
Oh.
Because you know I'm sad.
Yo.
I ain't really sad.
No.
I'm just really glad. Because I'm here with y'all. And I'm ready to ball.
Hey.
But I can't ball because we're going to do that later. Hey, see you later. I'm out because I'm done.
Hey.
And that was pretty much, you know, the last push we had to really just blow it out the water. And
day
man,
three was great.
It was a blessing. It was so much fun to have that booth, thanks to FMD. And, you know, it was an experience I'll never forget, to be honestly. And, you know, doing it with one of your best friends
and
just
we'll
makes
it
so
again,
much
bro.
More better.
We'll
oh, of course. You know what I'm saying? But
if you guys are hearing us and you're part of any other conference or whatever district that you guys are having a convention,
let us know.
Please, we would love to go.
We will go. We will do a Better Like podcast live, MC, whatever you guys want. Just to, you know, show some fun to these young people out here through our podcast.
If it's legit, remember, the Gmail is @perolikemail. So, @perolikemail, shoot your mail over. If not, where else can you find us, bro?
Twitter @BetterLikePodcast, Instagram @BetterLikePodcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to us on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, Anchor app @BetterLikePodcast.
Everywhere. Also, please remember to review, you know, what do you guys think? What do you guys want to hear? Like it and subscribe and keep listening because this is getting more and more exciting. And you know what we were going to have soon? Can we let
them know, baby.
We're going to do a legit interview with Kid Tris.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna make it happen. And we're going to hear a little bit about his story. Yeah, we're gonna have more and more and more and more and more and more guests, and we got new toys. We're growing our equipment.
Yes, sir.
So we're gonna start to sound more legit, and soon be on YouTube. So please keep listening, and let's just get this going out of here.
And you know how we do it at the Pero Like Podcast. How do we end our shows? Tell me.
Afuera, freestyle finish.
The Pero Like freestyle finish, and that's how we do it every time, and that's how we always gonna do it every time. So
most cringiest part of this whole podcast.
DJ Dan and Elmer, start that beat, baby.
Turn that up, boy.
Yeah. Here we go, A. Here we go, A. Here we go, A. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Better Like Podcast.
Huh?
In the building, you know.
That's right.
Black Friday, turkey, gobbles, and everything you already know.
Mm.
It's a Better Like Podcast.
Yes, sir.
We had a booth at FMD.
Yeah, we did.
And we was anointed. We met everybody, and we had a good time with teams.
Yes. Okay, you know how we do, A. Better Like Podcast too at the FMD booth. Yeah, we was chilling with a brew of iced tea with the crew watching us with the lights shirt plus FMD. Yeah.
FMD, we had guests and we had merch and we had flyers and we had everything. We had everything. We had the worst. I don't even know. I'm just trying to rap freely. I'm trying to rap because I'm trying to get chilly. It's really chilly and we gotta keep it going because I'm really feeling like I'm about to keep it going. Rolling.
Chilly, bring the heat on the mic with your boy, Danny Elmer. Better Like how we do it all night. Yeah, we rack up the views. We got like 102. Oh my goodness, about to kill it with my boy and the Lord too. Yeah.
We finally hit the 100. Yeah, we hit the 100. 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah.
0 to 100 real quick.
Skirt, skirt.
Everybody listening, yeah.
Okay.
Everybody listening. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Gobbling like I'm a turkey getting.
On the mic, on the mic. Check 1, 2. Ooh.
Ooh.
Listen to the podcast. Ooh.
Podcast.
Check us out on Twitter. 2. Yes.
Ooh. Mm.
About to go in.
Record
one more time.
Me.
Yeah. Bird. Take off. Flight. Tonight. What? Who?
Better Like Podcast.
Hey guys.
It's Elmer.
And it's Danny. And thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you really enjoy our content, you should check us out on
Apple,
on Google,
Spotify,
and so many other ways that you can reach us, such as the Anchor app that where we started. So if you really want to keep following us, you can check us out on Twitter at Better Like Podcast, and on all those other platforms that we just mentioned, you can check us out by just simply searching Better Like Podcast. So I really hope you enjoy.
Thank you so much again, and please remember to subscribe, follow, and comment and review. Let us know what you think about it. Any questions you guys, any topics you guys want us to cover, we're willing and we're ready. Please continue to grow with us and continue to have fun with us.
Thank you so much, and God bless you guys.